It's a game that everybody knows and loves. Hide and seek, now in Minecraft.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. This is the Minecraft show that'll teach you how to become an expert in no time. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This week, I love spotlighting really, really cool servers. The reason I like highlighting servers is because playing with your friends is an awful lot of fun, but setting up your own server is really, really difficult. This is just one game on the Hive server, Hide and Seek. The Hive server has many other awesome mini games for you to check out, but we're going to focus on Hide and Seek for today. The Hive server was started by the Jolly Brits, Clankstar, and Variaday. You can join the server by connecting to hivemc.eu. So let's do that and show it off. When you join the server, you are in this lobby, and there are no other players. They've turned off all of the other players. So sometimes you're kind of like, I'm joining an empty server. What do I do? Head on over to the arcade area, and if you step on this red redstone blocks, you're shot forward into this arcade lobby. Go ahead and right-click on a sign, and you're dropped into the next arcade lobby. Here you can choose from a few different games. We're going to be choosing Hide and Seek over here. And once again, you can step on any of these pressure plaids, and it will shoot you forward, whoosh, into a game. Now, these are all of the different servers that are running at the moment. You can see this these bars. This means that the server is restarting, and they fill up really fast. So the best way to get into a server is camp next to one of these restarting servers, wait for the sign to change to joinable, and then immediately join it. I'm going to try to get into this Hide 28 here. It'll briefly say which map is running on the server when you click, and so I'm going to play on the hotel map. I'm already connecting to this server, apparently. So let's see if I get in. Didn't look like I did, so maybe let's aim for this 23 up here. We're going to get on Villa. There we are. And then you're dropped into this lobby. Once the server is filled up, we'll be teleported out of this lobby. You can see at the bottom you have your XP, and that is actually a timer counting down until you start your match. Now you can jump around with all of your friends as you wait for your game to start. The object of hide and seek is basically just what you expect hide and seek to be, except this time you are hiding as blocks in Minecraft. When you join in, you can see in my furthest inventory here, I am a flower pot this game, and all of these other blocks are different characters. Now, my job is to go and find a really good place for me to hide, and then the seekers will be let out in about 13 seconds, counting down from now. I'm looking for a place that other flower pots would likely be. This actually looks kind of good right here, so I'm going to hang out here. You can see that there is a number of the flower pot. Get out of here. There's another flower pot here. Flower pot, I'm already here, flower pot. Get out of here. So I'm counting down. If I stand still, I will count down to zero and then actually become a block in-game with a hitbox and everything. So I'll really, really blend in here. I'm hoping that maybe I'm on the corner of a block. There we go. So now I'm an actual flower pot. You can see now that the enchanting overlay has happened on the flower pot. So you can tell even that I have a hitbox. I can sort of see my own hitbox. I can look around, and this is the other flower pot that was trying to hide with me here on my block. So what's going on is there are seekers in the map that are trying to find me, and they stand a really good chance now that I'm no longer a entity. This guy's going to come right around the corner. Now, I've been given this wooden sword, so I can actually smack this person if they get too close, just like this, and try to defend myself and run away, which is what I'm doing right now to hopefully find another place to go hang out and hide. Not sure how well I'm going to do in this game because I have already been found. Right now, my goal is to get up my health long enough that if I have another encounter with a seeker, I'll be fine. Looks good. Hey, maybe I can hide in this window. Oh gosh. Okay, so let's run over here. Maybe just a flower pot hanging out in the garden isn't going to be too weird. Let's hope that I can do that. Of course, you can also use the strategy of just, I know that I'm a tiny flower pot, which is kind of hard to see, and I can just try to stay away from other players. Looks like there's a glowstone block. I don't know if that's totally legit. Okay, so right here, you can see these are the other... Oh gosh, you've given away my position, you stupid library. And that is called a bookcase, not a library, of course. Okay, let's get in here. Let's see. I'm gonna hide next to this guy. Oh god. Get out of here. There is a chance that I could kill the seeker. Oh gosh, this is so not gonna go down well. You can also see over on the corner... No, don't hit me. You can sort of see... I'm trapped. I'm fine. I'm not anything. Go away. Oh, man. You can see the seconds. So I had 130 seconds before the match was over. And if the hiders can actually stay hidden for that full time limit, which is around 3 minutes, then the hiders will win. So now that I've been found, I am turned into a seeker after a short time period, and I try to find other hiders by, you know, just smacking blocks around. Now, I remember hiding here before, and there were guys hiding here, and they look like they've gone. Now, the multiple blocks that people can hide as are... you can hide as a beacon block, glowstone, these bookshelves, chests, and flower pots. These are all normal things to hide as. When I find someone who is hiding, they should become detached from the wall. They shouldn't... So you hear that? If you hit around too often, you're kind of... Whoa, this guy... because some hiders can hurt... because they have their sword, you can tell that there's another hider in the room. There's someone who's hiding because they're smacking the people, the seekers. So sometimes if you're getting hurt, it's a really good sign that there's someone else in the room with you. And let's see if we can find it. Oh, that melon. That melon looks way out of place here. Here he is. Found a melon. Found a freaking hider. Oh, and it looks like I killed him. Yep, I went ahead and killed him. And good game. Okay, I'm glad that I found him. We only have 30 seconds left. Now, there's still three hiders somewhere in this map that we have to find in only 20 seconds. Otherwise, they go ahead and win. It's actually very, very difficult, depending on which maps that you play, to find all of the hiders. Some maps are better than others. Oh, there's even a whole second floor to this building that I didn't look at. Hey, that guy. Whoa, hey, found him. There's only two hiders left. We only have 20 seconds. I think the hiders won. Anyway, great game. And once again, that is on hivemc.eu. There's a ton of different maps out there. There's some that look more like actual buildings. There's some that sort of are like space station-like, hotel-themed, lots and lots of different things to play on. Hours and hours of fun. So thanks for watching this episode of OMG Craft. If you'd like to watch future episodes, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/OMGCraft. We're on iTunes, YouTube, all the things. If you would like to email suggestions to the show, do so at mail@omgcraft.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. @OMGCraftShow is our username. Thanks so much for watching. See you guys next time. Bye!